The brilliant thing about the Formula E cars is, you know, that instant torque. So as soon as the guys put the foot down, they're off.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they are quick. They're 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds. But I think it's just the improvement of the battery technology will, A, mean that the cars, the races can last longer.
Yeah.
We might not necessarily have to see a car changeover. And again, it's that technology that needs to be transferred into road cars.
Yeah, and we transfer it into road cars and suddenly we're looking at maybe a rally. An e-rally, you know, electric car rally rather than sort of a street racing.
Now that would be cool.
Type scenario. I mean, that'd be something different.
Haven't thought about that one.
But you never know. It may be something to push forward.
No, absolutely.
With what you've done in your career, though, just speaking about you rather than necessarily Formula E, I mean, you know, being a pit lane, working in a pit lane with all the grease monkeys that are in there, and the motor and the drivers who are very driven. How does that compare to, I don't know, working on slightly more sedate programming?
It's very different.
I bet.
But I absolutely love it. You also can't beat working on a live show because the buzz that you get out of that is fantastic. And also I think reporting on the news and seeing it happen right in front of you. There was and actually within Formula E, we have a very small team, so there aren't really that many other people in the pit lane. So as the world, so as a host broadcast, then we have to deliver that news to everyone. So we do a lot of running up and down in the pit lane, so it's very tiring. We cover a lot of ground. But yes, you know, I mentioned it's great to see those stories unfold in front of you. We had a bit of a dramatic incident in our last race in Moscow. Yes, we were in Moscow. You end up going to so many places, you forget where the last one was.
It's like being on a rock tour, isn't it?
Exactly. We were in Moscow, and the EDAMS team, who are currently leading the championship, made a mistake in the minimum pit stop time.
Right.
So instead of the minimum pit stop time was supposed to be 59 seconds, and they thought it was 68 seconds. So anyway, we kind of saw on the screen that there was a mistake being made. You know, what was going wrong? Were they having technical issues, or could they not get the seatbelt on properly? What was the issue? So I went into the garage and sort of had to very politely interrupt Alan Prost while he was watching the screens as the race was going on, and sort of say, you know, what was the issue? Was there a problem? And said, no, we thought that was the minimum pit stop time. And they just made a mistake because the minimum pit stop time had changed a couple of days before. It was missed, and obviously, consequently, the drivers lost a lot of time. But it just shows how much pressure these teams are under.
Yeah.
Because things are changing all the time. And in that one race day format, you've just got to be so focused. And, mistakes do happen.